We've had the pleasure of Rose Smith from Absolute Soul Secrets being part of our show for all of this year, especially with the moons that come out once a month. And Rose has always been willing to come on and talk about anything and everything. And she's with us for the final time this year. Good morning.
Good morning, Rose.
Good morning. Hello, everyone.
Your brain must be absolutely full with predictions for next year. Is it a bit overwhelming?
Oh, sometimes it can be, and not, you know, it's not what I expect in my mind, you know, thinking about things. Sometimes the it's really weird, the stuff that comes.
Well, the stuff that I was really interested in, I got a few notes in front of me. The first one was about Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. What do you see for him in 2023?
Oh, look, I think he's going to be a very happy chappy because there's a baby on the way. For him and Jodie.
Wow, and I don't want to know that sort of stuff going on in the in government house, okay? It's a place of business, all right? It's a place of business.
I saw, it just popped into my head, and it was a happy family photo, a family snap, and the first one I saw was Albo and then Jodie, and he was actually holding a baby. So,
you sure it's not a re-election campaign, he's kissing a baby?
I think it's his baby because they were so happy. There was a lot of love and happiness there. I could feel it. And so, you know, I can't say exactly when that will be, but it, you know, I'd be betting that it's more in 23 than 24, but 24 is also possible.
Okay, so we know what's going on in the government house at the moment,
well,
don't
good
we?
Good on him.
Meghan and Harry, of course, making big news with their documentary. What are you seeing for the royal family? Is it getting worse next year for them?
Oh, look, yeah, they've still got a bit to go with all of this hassle. And plus, you know, there's a lot of attention and a lot of pressure. But Meghan is who she is. She's a Leo, and she's going to do what Leos are. They're king of the jungle, you know. So I've got a Leo moon. I understand.
Yes.
You know, they are what they are. That's just how it is.
But these people that say, you know, Harry's being led along by Meghan, you're saying he's a man in his own right.
Oh, absolutely. What I got off him is I was very surprised, actually, to feel this. He is a very virile man.
Whoa.
and a leader. He's a potential leader. So he's just started. So when he gets into his 50s or 60s, around there, like when he's at his peak performance, he's going to be a leader of men and women in some regard. So, you know, how that works, I don't know if it means in business or I don't know if it means he's ruling over England.
Well, my prediction would be possible Governor-General of Australia, Rose.
Well, that could even happen too, yeah.
Well, he's 11th in line to get the throne, so a lot of people have to drop off the twig before he gets a chance
right.
at that. But you just don't know what that might actually mean.
No, but people would be surprised. And he knows he's very stable. And he knows his own mind. So people say, oh, she's leading him around. No, that's not true at all. He would not do something that he doesn't want to do.
Okay.
Speaking of knowing your own mind, what about Elon Musk? Because he has moments of brilliance and moments of what appears to be insanity. What do you think the future, or certainly 2023, holds for Elon Musk?
Oh, yeah, he's got a very convoluted and troubling future. I think there's going to be a lot of financial issues for him with Twitter. I don't see Twitter going away. Some people say, you know, he's going to end up bankrupt. Well, it is a possibility, but I think he'll hang on, or Twitter will hang on. Let me rephrase that. Twitter will hang on in some respect. But there's a lot of changes there, and that's very risky because they risk alienating their audience, their viewers. So, yeah, unfortunately, he's very brilliant, but doesn't have the wisdom to go with that amount of knowledge that he has.
What about the orange man? Trump's brought out his trading cards. Is that going to make things better for him next year? I mean, is he going to, you know?
That looks a bit desperate, doesn't it?
The trading cards.
he's dead in one way or another. That could mean politically dead, and that'll be by mid-year. He's just going to sort of fade away. He'll have to be doing increasingly desperate stunts to get media attention. People are just getting sick of him.
Yeah,
yes.
I I was a big supporter of him last year, but I'm starting to feel like, mate, just give over, will you? Really, just move on. Do something
else. Yeah, he's not too bright, I'm afraid, because It's true, though.
It is true, yes.
I know. What about, with deaths and that sort of thing, what about Putin? Is he going to be bumped off?
Oh, well, how I got the info about Trump, it was interesting because I got a picture of Putin come through first, and it was very clear that next year, 23, that he would die. Now, again, yeah, does that mean political? Because the way our language is now, it's full of hyperbole all of the time. So does that mean politically dead? It might just mean that they get rid of him, put him into a hospice or something, or some sort of place like
that. Well, that means his politics are gone.
Well, he's also got, snipers out looking for him, assassins out trying to kill him. So there's every chance that he could be, knocked off as well.
And one final thing too, Rose, what are you looking at for Australia next year, weather-wise? I mean, we're always worried about the flooding and stuff like that. Is the water going to affect us next year?
Well, I do think there'll be more floods, even though it's been forecast that La Nina finishes. I think it's this month or next month that it's supposed to finish, but I still see more floods and a lot of worry about a recession. There will be a recession in many countries, but our treasurer...
Jim Chalmers.
Charmer by nature. Mm-hmm. He's working behind the scenes. So there's some innovative solutions that they've got that have never been tried before.
Well, I know the Greens want to tax the extra mega rich, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah, well, I don't know what these new things are that they're going to bring out, but it was very out-of-the-box thinking. And although there's a lot of worry about a recession, and it's quite possible we'll go into recession, it's not that bad as what it could be. There'll be a lot of other countries that are worse off than Australia.
Jade's got a question for you, Rose, if you're ready for it.
Absolutely.
All right. I was wondering, because we've just completed a full radio year together, and we're coming back in 2023, do you see longevity for us as a radio duo? Because you know how fickle radio can be.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I do see some changes there, and particularly with Bilco and work. There's some sort of change in procedure or something. And for you, there's some sort of changes around your finances as well. But there's also a healing around finances for you, and that's the end of February and early March. So that's basically for all Pisceans. So some sort of expansive energy around money, so your finances could grow. But before that, it's a bit turbulent, and then there's this healing, and then your finances grow, or maybe your possessions grow.
Well, that sounds like a positive, right? That can only be viewed as a positive, Rose.
She's hitting up the boss for a pay rise, I'm thinking. What about Geminis? I mean, I'm Gemini. What do you see for just little old Bilks going into 2023?
Okay. So with work, there's some sort of restriction, as I mentioned before. So they could bring in new rules where you are. They could tighten up the purse strings.
What? No secret sound? No.
It becomes a more spiritual year for Geminis as well. There's a lot of activity going on in there.
Will I go back to the priesthood, do you think?
I doubt it.
Oh, what?
He's had a taste of the good life now, Rose, so he's not giving all of that up.
Yeah, okay.
but an expanse, you could be thinking about travel. Geminis, there's a lot of energy for travel or expanding their life.
See, I'm thinking Italy this year. I really want to go there. Yep. Me and the missus have been talking about that.
Yeah, so there you go. And for other Geminis, it'll be study. But definitely more contact with foreign countries and foreign people.
Ooh, okay. I'm looking forward to that.
Just out of curiosity, Rose, what star sign are you?
I'm a Libran. But that's your sun sign, you see, so that's only part of the picture. Equally as important is your moon sign, so where the moon was in the heavens when you were born, and then another thing called the ascendant, what planets were on the eastern horizon when you were born, because that's what you grow into as you mature.
What's the rising sign? Because I was once told I'm a Leo rising. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, you could be a Leo on the ascendant. That means as you mature, you're becoming more like Meghan Markle.
Hold on. Just hold on a minute, Rose.
Dropping bombshells,
I don't
know
lady. Laugh or cry.
Megan is a Leo, and so you become more king of the jungle. But Leos are also generous, and so you know, although they like their own way, but they're also very generous. Usually, honourable people too.
Oh, good.
You know. And often they become very radiant in light, like warmth. People look to them for advice. People look to them for guidance, okay. That sort of thing.
Watch out for the Jade and Bilko Netflix doco next year. Rose, thank you so much. Absolute Soul Secrets. If you want to connect with Rose and have your own reading for 2023, she can help you out with that. It's been a wonderful year. And will you come back next year, Rose?
Yes, absolutely.
Good. All right.
I look forward to it. Well, Merry Christmas to you and yours, and thanks for everything this year. It's been very insightful and an absolute pleasure to speak to you, as always.
Oh, thank you so much. And, yeah, Merry Christmas to both of you and your family as well, and a happy and prosperous 2023.